Awesome. I'm so excited that we can come back again this morning. Let's show by the raising of your hands who was here last week. All right. If you were not here last week, I want to encourage you to go onto our website. You'll be able to catch up on what we started last week. So last week, we began teaching on this message entitled, Facing the Future with Confidence. How do you face the future with confidence? And we looked at the life of Joshua with the children of Israel as they were about to cross into the promised land. And we learned four principles last week. So we read from Joshua chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 8. There are a number of principles that we learned. The first principle we learned was, you need to acknowledge your current circumstances or understand your current circumstances. Secondly, we said your future is secured by God's promises. Very, very important for us to understand that. And then thirdly, we learned that God's presence guarantees the future for us. God's presence guarantees the future for us. And then lastly, we learned that the Word of God sets you up for a bright future or for a prosperous future. So we say here, it's not so much about, you know, the person you know. It's not so much what you're wearing on your wrist or your wristband. We learned that the Word of God is what gives you a prosperous future. Can somebody say amen to that? Hallelujah. So now, today, we're going to continue on the same story of the Israelites as they prepared themselves to possess the promised land. I want you to know that there is a promised land for you. As you prepare to get into 2021, there is a promised land for you. There is a promise from heaven. So go with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. So God is keeping on here, talking to Joshua, this rookie, you know, this young leader who has just taken on the reins. Moses was dead, and Joshua was there trying to fit in a big shoe, so to speak. You know how people say that he's about to fit in a big shoe or big shoes here. And this is what Joshua was about to do. And God was communicating with Joshua. And verse 9, the Bible says, Joshua, have I not commanded you? And today the Lord is saying to Joshua, have I not commanded you? Come on now. Have I not commanded you? What was the command? Be strong and of good courage. Joshua, as you prepare to get into 2021, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed. For Jehovah your God is with you in all places where you go. Jehovah your God is with you in all places where you go. You see, in life, there are things that God cannot do for you. Let me say this. There are things that God cannot do for you. Those things are within your control. For instance, God cannot study for you for your exam. It doesn't matter how much you pray, God cannot study for you in preparation for your exams. Yes, God cannot take that driver's license test for you. You have to learn how to drive. You have to go through the whole process, the K53 process. God cannot do that for you. Did you know that? I don't care how much anointing you carry, God cannot take the driver's license test for you. And again, do you know that God cannot propose to your girlfriend for marriage? You know, you might know that this is the person that God has blessed me with. God cannot propose the marriage for you. You have to do it yourself. So what is the point here this morning? You need to approach the future with courage and boldness. If you are to get into 2021 full of confidence, you've got to have these two things, courage and boldness. It doesn't matter how much anointing you carry, you have to be courageous. You have to be bold in order to step into something new. Now, I want you to realize that every person who has ever done something meaningful, they will tell you they will tell you that they had to confront their fears. They had to confront their fears. And this morning, I want you to know that the future that God has in store for you requires boldness and courage from you. There's a future that God has for you, for your business. There's a future that God has for you, for your marriage. There's a future that God has for you, for your studies. But guess what? That future can only be entered in by somebody who is bold and by somebody who is courageous. Can somebody say amen this morning? You'll realize that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the mastery of fear. Courage is a mastery of fear. We all have some fears inside of us. I remember when I proposed to my wife, I was shivering within me, but I had to put on a strong face. I had to stand there and tell her that I really love you, you know, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. My heart, if she had looked properly, it was pumping faster than normal. But I had to gather some courage. And now I want to tell you that the future is bright, but you've got to be bold to step into it. The land was there, but the children of Israel, Joshua had to be bold to face the Canaanites. Joshua had to be courageous. Now, why was it necessary for God to tell Joshua to be of good courage? It meant that he was going to face lots of challenges that had the potential of taking away courage. Can I say something to you? As you step into 2021, there are things that you will face that have a potential to discourage, to remove courage from you. That is why you've got to be of good courage. That is why you've got to be bold. Now, take note of this. The fear of tomorrow will rob you of the future that God has in store for you. The fear of tomorrow will rob you of the future that God has in store for you. I want you to know that if God has called you to be a business person, there is a point in time you have to resign. Do you know that? There is a point in time that you have to tell your boss, I'm going. I'm done. I want to go try something new. And guess what? There's no guarantee that you'll get a paycheck at the end of the first month of your business. You've got to be bold. You've got to be courageous. Now, this morning, I want you to realize that in the same way that God told Joshua not to be afraid, neither to be dismayed, God is saying to you the same thing. Do not be afraid about 2021. Right now, they're talking about the second surge. They're talking about the cases of corona are climbing by the day. We are talking about 4,000 cases per day, right? And it makes you feel like, what if we go back to level 3? What if we are told you can't go back to work anymore? And we know if you don't go back to work, there are chances that you might lose your job. There are chances that you might lose your business that just started 6 months ago. That is why God said to Joshua, do not be afraid. Church, do not be afraid. God, church, do not be afraid, because your tomorrow is not determined by where you're coming from, not determined by what's happening around you, is determined by the one who has gone ahead of you. And God says, I've gone ahead of you. Hallelujah. So God has good plans for you. God has good thoughts for you. He will bring you into a future that you so much wish for. So that is the point. Approach the future with boldness and with courage. Let's look at number 6, principle number 6. Preparation sets you up to take advantage of future opportunities. Preparation is very key. You've heard people saying, Life is unfair. I'm not so sure about that. You'll find that two people are in the same situation, same circumstance, but their lives are working out differently. What is happening here? One person was ready for the situation. One was not ready for it. Someone defined preparation as making provision before time. That is what preparation is. You make provision before time. Now, this morning, I want to ask you a question. What are you doing to prepare for the coming season? What are you doing to prepare for 2021? What are you doing to make yourself ready for marriage? Some of you here are trusting God for a marriage. But I want to ask you a question. If the Lord would be good enough to you to bring a spouse, to bring a husband, are you ready to be a wife? Are you ready to be a husband? Some of you are trusting God for children. Are you ready to be a mother? Are you ready to be a father in this coming season? What are you doing to be ready for ministry? You know there's something bubbling up in your spirit, man. You know God has been talking to you and is wanting you to launch out. The question is, what are you doing to be ready for ministry? What are you doing to be ready for the next grade? Maybe to be in grade 6 or to be in grade 5? What are you doing to be ready for us to go to varsity? What are you doing to be ready for university? And Joshua understood this principle. Go with me to Joshua 1, verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host and command the people, saying, command the people, saying, prepare food for yourselves. Prepare food for yourselves. Make provision before time." Okay? Make provision before time. Why? For within 3 days, you are crossing over this Jordan. Can I say this to you? Within 3 weeks, you're crossing over into 2021. Are you going to be shocked, surprised by what 2021 will throw at you? He says here, for within 3 days, you are crossing over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Jehovah your God is giving you to possess it. It was time for them to cross into the promised land. They were not going to wake up and being there. Voila, we have just arrived in the promised land. No, they needed to be ready mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. They had to be ready to take the promise. The promise has been made, but are you prepared for the promise? Many people are carriers of the promise, but they haven't prepared the container to take up the promise of the Lord. It is time for you to be ready. From where they were camped, they were going to travel a 3 days journey before crossing the River Jordan. They needed to be ready. Again, how prepared are you for the coming season? Very, very important. Are you stocking up enough mental capacity? Are you stocking up enough mental attitude? Some of you, your one way of preparing is to study. Some of you need to enroll into degrees so that you are ready for that promotion. Some of you need to finish your PhDs that you've started maybe 6 years ago. Come on now, guys. It's time to get done. We need to start calling you Dr. So-and-so. Come on now. Is it hitting home for some of you? You've got to finish what you started. Can I get an amen this morning? The Lord is looking for people who start and finish what they started. So you need to stock up mentally. You need to stock up spiritually. You need to stock up relationally so that when opportunities come, you are ready for the opportunity. How ready are you? One leadership guru by the name of Zig Ziglar said this. He said, "When opportunity meets preparation, success is inevitable." Come on now, repeat after me, say, when opportunity meets preparation, success is inevitable. Let's do it again. When opportunity meets preparation, success is inevitable. Rightly so. When you are ready for something, you are able to take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. When they're about to promote somebody at work and you are qualified, guess what? You can take on the opportunity. When they're ready to promote somebody and you're found wanting, Because you don't have the degree program, you'll be passed over. That is why it's important for you and I to be prepared for opportunities. The Bible tells us that success is not a mystery. There's actually a formula to how things work. If you follow the formula in the Bible, you will get the results of the Bible. The Bible tells us that give and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men pour into your bosom, which means if you follow that formula, men will pour things into you. Now, the preacher, Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, had something powerful to say about preparation. Some people don't read it that way, that it's actually talking about preparation. It says here, I saw something under the sun. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither is the bread to the wise, nor the wealth to the intelligent, nor the favor to the skillful. But time and chance happen to all. Hallelujah. The battle is not won by the guy who is strong, because the guy might be strong, but if he's not prepared and he does not have the right strategy, he might not win the battle. The race is not for the fast. You might be fast, but if you are not mentally prepared, you will not win that race. I remember I did a race probably 3-4 years ago. I had trained well, but I was not emotionally okay. And because of that, I struggled in that cycling race. It was not because I had not trained, but emotionally, I was not prepared for the race. So this morning, it's not about how strong you are. You know, there are certain teams that do not have superstars in their ranks. But because they have prepared so well and they play as a unit, they beat even teams with big names on their list. What's the issue here? They are prepared. Many people run into seasons that they are not ready for. And because they are not prepared, the seasons destroy them instead of being a blessing that was meant to be for them. So you've got to prepare yourself for the coming season. You've got to spend time asking the Lord, what do you have in store for me as I go into 2021? Lord, how do you want me to run my marriage into 2021? Lord, how do you want me to do my relationships in this coming season? Preparation is very key. There's one man in the Bible who was prepared a lot, and this is King David. You know, David had a heart for God. David wanted to build a house for the Lord. But the Lord had it different. He sent his servant Nathan and said, go and tell my servant David that I know you have it in your heart to build me a house. But because of the amount of blood you have shed, I will not allow you to build my house. But your son will build the house for me. Now, David could have said, oh, well, I'm not building the house. My young man will have to sort himself out. David made preparations before his son could even start building. Though David was not the one who was going to build the house, he made preparation. Go with me to 1 Chronicles 28, verse 11. Now we find David here. He says, David gave to his son Solomon the blueprints for the temple pouch, its buildings, its treasuries, its upper areas, its inner rooms, and the room for atonement. He gave him the blueprints of all he envisioned for the courts of the Lord's temple, all the surrounding rooms, the storehouses of God's temple, and the storehouses for the holy items. Verse 13, he gave him the regulations for the divisions of priests and Levites, for all the assigned responsibilities within the Lord's temple, and for all the items used in the service of the Lord's temple. In other scriptures, you find that the Bible says David stocked up gold and silver for the house of the Lord. Can you see this man had a vision? This man spent time with God, and God deposited a vision in his heart, and he made preparations. When you speak of blueprints, you're talking about these extensive drawings and plans that he had put together for the house of God. So when they came to Solomon, Solomon was already ahead. He did not have to start from scratch thinking, how will this house look like? How will this house look like? His father had made preparation. And the Bible tells us that Solomon built a glorious house for God. Solomon built a glorious house for the Lord. For you to make it into 2021, you don't just say, voila, I'm there. You prepare for it. Do not waste the coming few weeks. Prepare your spirit man. Prepare mentally. Understand what God has in store for you. Just like David understood what was in the heart of God for the house. And therefore he passed on a legacy unto Solomon. I want to challenge you today. You will face your future with confidence when you're prepared for it. You know how it is when you are ready for an exam? You walk into that exam room full of confidence. You know how it is when you have trained up and you're ready for a race. You stand on that starting on those starting blocks full of confidence. Why? You prepared. So you walk into your future with confidence if you are ready for it. Can I get an amen this morning? Hallelujah. Let's look at the seventh principle around how one gains confidence regarding the future. The seventh principle is the Lord's testimony will secure the future for you. The Lord's testimony will secure the future for you. I want to ask you a question. Has God done anything in your life so far? What has the Lord done for you in the past month? What has the Lord done for you in the past 12 months? And this is the point. If the Lord has done it before, he would do it again. Hallelujah. If the Lord has started you on a journey, he will give you, bring you to an end. Hallelujah. He will not start a journey with you and depart from you before the journey is finished. If he has done it before, he will do it again. It is in the nature of God to come through again. And this morning, I want to say to somebody, the Lord will come through again in this coming season. The Lord will do it again. Hallelujah. You see, when they were about to cross into the promised land, Joshua, just like his predecessor, sent spies into the land. He sent spies and they came across and they went into a city called Jericho. And they went, when they got into the city Jericho, they were accommodated by a woman called Rahab. And Rahab was no ordinary woman. Rahab was into another type of business. She was a prostitute. But Rahab was kind-hearted. Rahab had a prophetic insight. Do you know that God will speak to anybody? You know, you cannot box God and say, God can only speak to these people. God speaks to everybody. Rahab had a revelation of what God was about to do. And there she is talking to this man whom she was accommodating. Listen to me. Joshua 2 verse 9. The Bible says, and she said to the man, I know that Jehovah has given you the land and that your terror has fallen on us and that all those who live in the land faint because of you. It's testimony. What God has done for you in the past will speak on your behalf in the future. Your enemies will know that you are not alone. Your enemies in the future will let go because they're not just dealing with you. They know they're dealing with Jehovah Most High. And this woman was saying, and that all those who live in the land faint because of you. Verse 10, for we have heard how Jehovah dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. You see, the future you're going into has heard about what Jehovah has done for you. The future will tell you this door will have to open because we have heard of what God has done for you. We saw how he delivered you from near fatal accident. Yeah. We saw how God healed you from that sickness that you were down with. We saw how God gave you wisdom. We are not going to stand. We will make way for you. I'm talking about the testimony of the Lord. In verse 11, and when we had heard and our hearts melted, nor did any more spirit remain in any man because of you. For Jehovah your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. I want you to know that your Rahab in the future, your Jericho's in the future, they will hear of the exploits of your God and they will say, give way. Give way for this man because he belongs to an almighty God. For Jehovah your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. I want you to know that the past acts of God in your life will speak into the future and the future will comply. The past acts of God will speak into the future and your future will comply. Therefore, you walk with confidence because he has done it before. He will do it again. If he did it before, he will do it again. Now look at this. When you consider all that God has done for you in the past, you will walk into the future with confidence. When you consider how he saved you when you were young, you will walk into the future with confidence. When you consider how he provided university fees for you, you will walk into the future with confidence. When you consider how he delivered you from heresy and false doctrine, you will walk into the future with confidence. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? When you consider how he did not answer certain prayers, do you know sometimes we look back and we say, Lord, thank you for not answering that prayer. Because Lord, if you had answered that prayer, my life would have been a mess. So when you consider the past acts of God, you will approach your Goliath with confidence. David knew that. As he was running towards Goliath, he said, the same God who delivered me from the paws of the bear, from the mouth of the lion, will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. What am I talking about? Do not ignore the past victories. Let them be a faith-building moment. When you look back, it doesn't matter how far back it is still a testimony. You are able to say, the God who delivered me when I was born, my mom said I should have been a stillborn, but I came out alive. You're able to say, he sustained me there, he will see me through tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the testimony of Jehovah. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, who the believers, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their soul until death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That is why it is important for you and I to testify of his goodness. What has the Lord done for you? You've got to be able to testify. Because when you testify, you are waging war in the heavenlies. Your testimony is a weapon in the spirit. Your testimony is saying, my God is alive. My God is able. Hallelujah. Let's look at the eighth principle. How do we face the future with confidence? Listen to me. Divine guidance will secure the future for you. Not just any guidance. Divine guidance will secure the future for you. Back in the days, one needed a city map in order to explore the city. I remember we used to buy these books with a map of Cape Town. I remember when I went to Cape Town, I bought one. And then you have to drive from UCT to Bellville. Yeah, you had to drive to Bellville or go down to the southern suburbs. You needed a map book, to know how to get there, okay? But even back then, further out there, you needed a campus for you to get your orientation. But in our contemporary world, we've got the GPS, okay? The TomTom, whatever it is, that girl that speaks to you in the coming 200 meters, 10 left, you know? Whatever it is, I want you to know, in the absence of divine guidance, you can get lost walking into your future. You need divine guidance in order to walk correctly. It is impossible to walk in the future without divine guidance. The question is, who has gone ahead of you? Who is guiding you? Who is your GPS? Who is your GPS right now as you prepare to get into 2021? Joshua 3, verse 2. There they were, they were about to cross the river Jordan. And it happened after 3 days, the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall move from your place and go after it. When your GPS says 200 meters, turn right, then you shall turn right. Otherwise, you miss your off-ramp. Have you ever missed your off-ramp? With these highways and freeways, you're going to have to go for another 15 kilometers before you get your next off-ramp. That's a waste of time. You don't want to waste your life by missing your off-ramps. So you need divine guidance. He says here, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall move from your place and go after it. Yet, keep a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, so that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before now. Allow the Holy Ghost to go before you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, because you haven't been into 2021. Hello? But he's been there before you. Now take note of this. Divine guidance gives you access and confidence to face an unfamiliar future. Divine guidance gives you access and confidence to face an unfamiliar territory. 2021 is unfamiliar. None of us have been there, but divine nature has been there. The Father has been there because he lives outside of time. The Father looks down outside of time and he sees exactly what's going to happen in 2021. So you've got to trust him. You've got to allow him to lead you, to guide you, so that you don't get lost. You see, the Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of the presence of God. And the priest had to be in front so that the people of God could see exactly which way to turn, which direction to take. The Lord will lead you into your future. Hallelujah. The Lord will lead you into a new business. The Lord will lead you into new relationships because he knows what is right for you. Psalms 37, verse 23. The steps of a man are ordered by who? By the Lord. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a man are guided by the Lord. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. And I want you to know, he knows exactly what areas to avoid. He knows what you should avoid. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, who takes delight in his journey. Who takes delight in his journey. So, so important. He will lead you as you step into 2021. Isaiah 30, verse 21. I'm talking about divine guidance. I'm talking about people who understand how deficient they are. People who acknowledge that without God, they are lost. There are people who never acknowledge that. There are people who think they know it all. These are people who tell you, I don't know how to run this ministry, Lord. I need your guidance. I need your direction. Lord, you've just blessed me with this. I don't know how to run it. It reminds me of the mother and father of Samson. The Bible says when they heard about the birth of Samson coming, they went back to the angel of the Lord and said, please tell us how we should raise this special child. And the mother and father of Samson were told, this one, you will not cut his hair. This one will be a Nazarite. This one will not drink anything from the vine tree. They were told how to lead their child. If God has given you a child, figuratively speaking, if God has given you a dream, he will lead you. He will guide you. Ask him for that. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30 verse 21, the Bible says, and whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. Walk in it. No. Don't say yes to him. You shall hear the still small voice behind you telling you, this is the way. This is the way. Hallelujah. I'm excited. It doesn't matter how many curved balls will come my way in 2021. I will hear, this is the way. This is the way. That is what God will do for you and I. Paul, the apostle, experienced, this is the way. This is the way. He experienced that and he had to obey. Go with me to Acts 16 verse 6. Paul, the man of God, led of the Spirit. The Bible says, after the Holy Spirit had prevented them, who? The Holy Spirit. Not the spirit of Diabolos. The Holy Spirit prevented them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. Was there anything wrong with speaking the word? No, there was nothing wrong, but it was not the season. Not every good thing is the right thing to do. Not every good thing is the right thing to do. You've got to walk and say, Lord, show me the right thing to do. There are so many good things that we feel like doing, but they are not the right things to do. There's somebody hear me this morning. There was nothing wrong with preaching the word, but the Holy Spirit prevented Paul from preaching. Prevented them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. They traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Verse 7, and when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not permit them. The Spirit of who? The Spirit of Jesus would not permit them. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit would lead you. He would tell you what to do and what not to do. Now, the question is, will you trust God's guidance in this coming season? Some of it will not make sense. But if you trust him long enough, you will realize at the end that it's all coming together. Hallelujah. There's a place in the book of Ecclesiastes where the Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days, you'll be able to retrieve it. Try it, you will not retrieve it in the natural. But there's a spiritual principle. Cast your bread upon the waters. Trust the Lord and you will see the Lord coming through for you. Does somebody hear me this morning? Divine guidance will secure the future for you. Are you ready for the last principle as we close off this morning? Number 9. Your cooperation will bring you into the future. I love it because God will never do anything outside of your cooperation. Otherwise, he could just come and we're like robots. We just do. Just like, we just turn. No, he comes and he says to you, would you mind if we work together? Would you mind trusting me on this one? Can I use your body? Can I use your hand? Can I use your feet? The point here is this. If you are to face the future, you need to cooperate with what God is doing. And I want to ask a question to God, church. Are you prepared to cooperate with what God is doing in God, church, in this season? Last week we spoke about how we'll be starting a women's ministry where we'll be meeting every month. The question is, the women in this church, are you prepared to cooperate with what God will be doing in that ministry? Or you'll watch on the side and say, let's see what that mama pastor will do. Or you're going to cooperate with what God is about to do. We spoke about the young adults ministry. Are you going to watch on the wayside and say, let's see if this ministry will work? Guess what? It's going to work and you won't be part of it. Hello? I'm saying this morning, God is looking for a people who are prepared to cooperate with Him. Go, church, are we prepared to cooperate with what heaven is about to do in this church? God has a great future for you. God has a great future for this church. The promised land was not going to move towards them. The promised land was in a fixed position. They had to walk towards the promised land. They had to cooperate with the leading of the Holy Spirit. So they were now about to cross one of the big obstacles, which is the River Jordan. And they're coming across a time, it was the harvest time. The harvest time is April. I think it's the month of Aviv, if I'm not mistaken. It's April. And April is not raining. But what we know, in April, it gets warm. So what would happen? In the top end of the River Jordan, all the ice that would have accumulated would start thawing down. And in the process, it floods the River Jordan. Now, the River Jordan is known for overflooding and for taking away anybody who tried to cross the river. And this is the context that we find Joshua speaking to the priests. The Bible tells us in Joshua 3 verse 7. Remember, I'm talking about cooperating with God. And Jehovah said to Joshua, today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel so that they may know that I will be with you as I was with Moses. Verse 8, and you shall command the priests that carry the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you have come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. You shall stand still in Jordan. Joshua, are you serious? This river is flooded, and you want us to risk our lives? And I'm sure there must have been some conversation. I'm just imagining here. Joshua standing before the priest and say, hey guys, it's time. You are servants of the Most High God. And God told me last night that you have to put your feet in there. If you don't, we're not going to go across. He's about to do something, but it's all on your shoulders. You are responsible. And I mean, the Levites were like, really? Okay, one of them says, look here, if I die, I die. I'll do it. And another one says, okay, if I die, I die. I will do it. I'm talking about cooperating with what God is about to do. They knew the history of Jordan River. But when they heard the word, they went in and they stepped. When you read further down of chapter 3, you hear that the moment they put their feet into River Jordan, the waters climbed up and they stopped from the top. And the one that was down went all the way to the sea. And at that point, River Jordan was parted. At that point, it dried out. It had to take some Levites who are prepared to risk it. Are you prepared to risk it for the sake of obedience? For the sake of cooperating with Jehovah in this coming season? And what is the point? Taking risks with God will give you access to the future He has in store for you. Taking risks with God will give you access to a brighter future. Many people have got a future in front of them, but because they are so afraid, they want to remain in their comfort zones, they haven't embraced everything that God has in store for them. When you take a risk to start a business, you realize there's a lot out there. When you take a risk to start serving the Lord as an usher, to start serving the Lord in the media team, to start serving the Lord in Go Kids, you would realize there is more in serving the Lord. Hallelujah. There is more in partnering with God. These Levites had to risk their lives. Are you prepared to risk your life for what you want? I want you to realize this morning that if you are not prepared to die for your vision, you are not ready to live for that vision. I want to repeat that. If you are not ready to die for your vision, you are not ready to live for it. What are we saying today? What are we saying this morning? The future is bright, but there are things that God is calling us to do. God is calling you to put on courage, to be bold. God is saying, come, cooperate with me, and you will see what I will do. Moses had to cooperate with God so many times. When he was facing the Red Sea, he did not know what was going to happen until God said to him, stretch your rod. It was in the stretching of the rod that the seas were parted. When you cooperate with God, greater miracles will happen in your life. When you live by faith and not by sight, greater things will happen in your life. I want you to know that the word faith is another way of spelling risk. When you take risks with God, you will see greater miracles. When you trust God for healings for your colleagues and you say, I will lay hands on you, you'll be amazed by what God will do. So saints, today is our last service and we are finishing off this year on this note where we are saying, I will cooperate with God. Yes, I'm afraid inside of me, but I'll gather courage to confront my 2021 with boldness. I want us to pray this morning. I want us to speak to the Lord concerning this coming season. And you say, Lord, lead me. I need divine guidance. I don't want to walk by myself. I don't want to do trial and error. No, let's not live in the trial and error horizon. Let's live in that place of knowing what God wants us to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today. We pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray for your anointing over your people. Even as they get into this new season of 2021, Lord, I pray that your anointing and your grace would carry them. May they be bold enough, may they be courageous, may they stand to know that you are with them. Lord, I bless them this morning. I bless them with joy, even as they get into this season of recess, this season of Christmas. Lord, Jesus might not have been born in this season, but it is a time and moment of remembering that Jesus was born. So, Father, I bless them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for coming to church this morning. I'm glad that I was able to minister this part two of this series. And my prayer for you as you go into 2021, don't do it alone. Allow God to lead you and to guide you. And so may you rest, may you spend time with families, but also remember it's time to connect with the family God has given you in this church. So today is our last service, and our first service will be on the 10th of January. That will be the second Sunday, not the first Sunday, the second Sunday of January. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to 2021 because God has gone ahead of us. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve you. Stay safe out there. Do all that you can do to stay safe and leave the rest in the hands of God. So God bless you and thank you so much for coming. Amen and amen.